Cambodian history and scams. The vibrant tapestry of Cambodian history is often overshadowed by tales of ancient grandeur like the awe-inspiring Angkor Wat. However, like many nations, Cambodia's past and present are also marked by darker threads, the insidious creep of scams that prey on trust and desperation. For centuries, Cambodia, known also as the Khmer Empire, was a dominant force in Southeast Asia. Its culture, deeply rooted in Hinduism and Buddhism, produced architectural marvels and sophisticated societal structures. The empire reached its zenith between the 9th and 15th centuries, leaving behind a legacy that continues to fascinate the world. Yet, this rich heritage has also made it a target. Scammers, both local and international, have learned to exploit the allure of Cambodia's mystique, its economic vulnerabilities, and sometimes, the very kindness of its people. One of the most notorious periods that cast a long shadow over modern Cambodia was the Khmer Rouge regime from 1975 to 1979. Under Pol Pot, the regime attempted to create a communist agrarian utopia, leading to the Cambodian genocide, where an estimated 1.5 to 2 million people perished. The ensuing decades were marked by civil war, poverty, and instability. This period of immense suffering and the subsequent struggle for recovery created fertile ground for exploitation. In the post-Khmer Rouge era, as Cambodia began to rebuild and open its doors to the world, it became a destination for tourism, foreign investment, and unfortunately, criminal enterprises. The desire for quick wealth and the often lax regulatory environment, coupled with a population still recovering from unimaginable trauma, made some Cambodians vulnerable. Simultaneously, international scammers recognized opportunities to target both Cambodians and foreigners. One persistent scam involves fraudulent investment schemes. Promises of high returns on real estate, agriculture, or lucrative business ventures often lure unsuspecting individuals. These schemes can be incredibly sophisticated, sometimes involving fabricated documents, fake company websites, and even charismatic local or foreign promoters who build trust over time. The allure of rapid wealth, a stark contrast to the hardships many have faced, makes these offers particularly tempting. For instance, a common scam involves promising lucrative opportunities in the booming Cambodian real estate market, only for investors to find their money has vanished, leaving them with nothing. Another prevalent issue is romance scams. These often target foreigners, using fake profiles on dating apps or social media to build emotional connections. The scammers, often posing as locals or expats struggling with hardship, eventually solicit money for fabricated emergencies, travel expenses, or business opportunities. The deep-seated desire for companionship and love, coupled with the perceived exoticism of Cambodia, can be a powerful tool in the hands of these deceivers. Online scams, including phishing and fraudulent job offers, have also become increasingly common. With greater internet penetration, scammers create fake job postings for lucrative positions in Cambodia, often requiring upfront payments for visas, training, or equipment. Victims pay, only to realize the job never existed. Furthermore, there have been instances of scams related to the Cambodian diaspora, where individuals are promised help with family reunification or business opportunities back home, only to be defrauded. The consequences of these scams are devastating. For Cambodian victims, it can mean the loss of life savings, crushing debt, and profound emotional distress, hindering the nation's economic progress. For foreign victims, it can lead to financial ruin, disillusionment with Cambodia, and a tarnished view of the country and its people. These scams erode trust, a vital component for economic development and social cohesion. Analyzing these scams reveals a complex interplay of factors. Historical trauma has left some Cambodians more susceptible to exploitation, while the rapid economic changes have created new avenues for illicit gain. The global nature of many scams means that perpetrators often operate from outside Cambodia, making prosecution difficult. Moreover, a lack of awareness and robust consumer protection mechanisms can exacerbate the problem. Cambodia's journey is one of resilience and renewal. From the magnificent temples of Angkor to the vibrant culture that perseveres, the nation's spirit is undeniable. However, the ongoing presence of scams serves as a stark reminder that even in a land of ancient wonders, the modern world presents its own set of challenges. Addressing these issues requires a multi-pronged approach: increased public awareness campaigns, stronger legal frameworks and enforcement, international cooperation, and a commitment to fostering genuine opportunities that uplift, rather than exploit, the Cambodian people and those who seek to connect with their land.